लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today it's kind of a special episode because I'm talking from podcast to podcast. Let's say it in that way. We have three lovely ladies, including me today. And I'm very happy because this could be a very interesting theme. We are talking today about the cultural differences of the vertical spaces. And I have, as I said, two lovely ladies. One is placed in Portugal, one is placed in New York, and I say hello to G and Tiffany from the podcast Talk Drama to Me. Welcome to my podcast. How are you doing, ladies?
Woo! Let's talk about Asians.
let's talk about we have a big problem, I think. We have
to tell you what that always reminds me of. This was like 20 years ago, just to show my age. There was in Australia, a reporter goes down to a house seller who listed his house and at the end wrote, "No Asians, thank you." So the reporter goes to the house seller. Yes. Goes to him and goes, very serious, "Why no Asians?" And the house seller says, "Well, you know, we all have preferences. And for me, it's no Asians." Come to find out, instead of no Asians, he meant no agents, but he had such a thick Australian accent, it came off as no Asians.
I can tell you, I already have people from Asia here in my podcast, a post-production team from Viglu based in Vietnam I spoke to. It's not published yet, but yeah.
I actually love Viglu the app, so I'm looking forward to talking about Viglu's influence in the Eastern space as well. I think it's a fantastic app.
Yeah. Let me tell you my three favorite apps at the moment. It's Viglu, Candy Jar, and Drama Pops. These are my favorites because they are all publishing such a good quality every time when you see their new show. It's really fantastic. And the storyline is not so tropey, shitty, full of, you know what I mean, like the real short ones and stuff like that. So I'm very happy. And I spoke to a post-production team of Viglu in Vietnam, based in Vietnam. So that was very interesting for me.
Of the three you mentioned, actually two of them are in my tops as well. I think Candy Jar, I've always been impressed, like from the start. I think you had mentioned before, it's important to start off strong, right? Yeah. Because there's so many apps. It's a crowded space. You have to really deliver. And I think Candy Jar did that, right? And so it's one of the only apps that I consistently subscribe to. A new one has been Viglu. I've been really impressed by their most recent offerings. Mm-hmm. And then just tried and true is Real Short. I don't know if I'm impressed by everything they produce, but it's one of the biggest, right?
Yeah, they are publishing a lot of quantity, sometimes less quality. But if you want to have constantly shows to watch, you have to subscribe to Real Short. But to be honest, Drama Pops is the app where most of the European short verticals are published, the ones which were shot in Turkey, in Istanbul, and Lithuania. And some of the Ukraine verticals also are published on Drama Pops. And they had so great quality in post-production, sound, picture cutting. Ah, oh, that's so great. Yeah, that's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Tiffany and I just watched one of theirs. It's the Grease-Stained Billionaire with Leif and Maya Moss, I
Mariah
think.
Moss, yeah, Leif Oftedal
Oh
and
my
Mariah
gosh.
Moss. They are,
Wow.
I think they are having three shows on Drama Pops, a Christmas one and two other ones, and they have such a great chemistry. Oh, holy moly. Yeah, they are really good. But to be honest, to go back to Candy Jar, I love Candy Jar also because it's the only app that publishes serials. Part one, part two, part three, part four. It's the only app where you can watch verticals with more than one part. And I really like that. And every story they are producing is based on a book. That's why the storylines are more of quality there.
Which is the one G that you said that you liked because they had more ethnically diverse casting? Was that Drama Box?
It's actually also Candy Jar.
Candy
So
jar. Oh, is
they're
it Candy
doing
Jar? Okay.
so many things well that whoever's on their production side, kudos to them. They deliver on the scripts, they deliver on the actors, right?
No.
I think they do a lot well.
Okay, so we spoke a bit off the recording how and when did you enter this vertical space? Okay, Tiffany, where'd you start? How did you ever got trapped into this vertical space? Because mostly of the audience got trapped by a Facebook ad of Real Short for a show.
It definitely feels like an entrapment. And it's from my best friend. G is one of my best friends, and we've known each other for well over a decade. We met in college, and pretty much she's gotten me into quite a bit of things. She is the reason why I started getting Botox in my mid-20s, which I will never I I'll never not thank her for that because I have a glistening forehead. Thank you. And yeah, so she's kind of my w another big sister that I can tell all of my things to, and she will give me good recommendations. And she would just start telling me these random storylines, and I'm thinking, I don't know what the hell she's watching, but whatever, I'll listen. And then she bounced the idea off of me that she said, I think it would be fun if we started a podcast together. We get your side, someone who doesn't even know this world at all, and she is our person who knows much more. This probably would be a much more enriching conversation between just you two, because I'm gonna be here for derailment,
We
but
want
I.
to enlighten you, Tiffany.
So yeah, that's how I got into them. I on average we record 1 to 2 times a week, so I watch 1 to 2 previews per week. We did start off with watching. The idea was I was going to watch the whole vertical. And then after the first episode we did like a trial episode with our friends, and she said, what if we did it differently? What if you just watched up until the preview? Because what if there are people that, don't want to pay? And then I can take you through the rest, the last 2/3 of the vertical, and you'd basically be with the other people that have not watched the full movie. So that's how we got there, and it's worked really well. It also saves me time
And
because I don't have to
money
watch the
because
whole
you don't have to
thing.
hit the
Yes,
paywall.
ma'am. There's no pay. Well, oh, she goes behind that paywall for me, and I get all the goods, and so does everyone else if they listen to our podcast. So
But are you
that's
sometimes not curious about the story
it
goes
happens.
on?
It 100% happens. There have been a few, I think, right, G, where there was like we did a Halloween one, and then there was one recently that I just had to know. So
Tell
I
them
was
the ads you
excited.
get.
That's how you start. I can tell you that's how it starts. Because I watched a vertic an advertising of My Double Life of the Billionaire Husband and Facebook. And at first I thought, no, I'm not willing to pay to watch this. N never. I will never pay. And every day I got another episode in this ad. And after a month, I thought, damn, holy shit, I want to know how this ends. And then I purchased a weekly membership on Reelshot. And I was so dumb because I thought, yeah, I watch now they're all the shows and then it's done. Until I found out, there is a coming soon. Oh, really? They are producing new shows? Oh no! My membership expires and I cannot watch these new shows. Oh, holy crap! And since then, I never got out of this trap, and that started in summer 2023. Yeah.
Wow. So you have almost 3 years invested into this world. I don't know where G is at. I don't know if we did it. I don't know if I remember if I said my name. My name's Tiffany, and here's my best friend G. And the reason why I'm here, G, tell us about yourself and what got you into this world.
Yes. How did it get?
Sure.
Did you got trapped by an advertising of Real
I'm
Short?
still trapped. Yeah.
Okay.
So my name
The
is
classic
Tian.
way.
I of Talk Drama to Me. And I've always been around like K dramas and most recently C dramas as well. And so I think I was also kind of the natural audience for all the ads.
Yeah.
I actually, Tiffany, I don't know if we mentioned on the pod, but you know, I actually got tracked down by the Eastern European verticals first, where I forget which one it was, but it was something like it was made in Eastern Europe, but it was about an American high school. What am I watching? And then the first one to me, I remember kind of telling you in full was probably something like Straight Until He Kissed Me or some sort of gay love
I
story. I
believe
was like, you
so.
can't believe what just happened, you know?
Yeah.
But then we really started to sit down and watch them in full, starting with The Homeless Billionaire, Double Life, right? All of your classics. We are going through classics and recent verticals as well on the pod.
Yeah. I think we should explain what's the difference or what's the meaning of key dramas, C dramas, all of
Oh,
that,
sure.
because I'm not sure if everyone is aware what we are talking about if we are speaking about key C dramas and stuff like that. So would you mind explaining that, G?
Yeah,
Good thing we
of
have a
course. It's my
resident
niche. Asian here.
Also,
Yeah.
Tiffany is half Asian, so I don't know what she's talking about,
No,
but
you are the resident Asian for this purpose.
so I am Korean and I grew up with Korean dramas or K dramas. And so you know how in verticals it takes them 30 episode to do a light kiss? Like that is so K drama coded. It still gets me going. Like when they do a forehead kiss, oh, I love a good forehead kiss, right? And C dramas would be Chinese dramas of which verticals really originate from, right?
Yeah.
C dramas perfect, I guess, founded this medium and then have been perfecting it over time and being able to deliver the same or similar content to a Western audience as well. And so you do actually see a lot of similar tropes.
Yeah.
Ones we mentioned are like the rebirth thing. I don't know if that's a really American concept as much as it is maybe more of an Eastern concept, right? Or reincarnation, right? Contract marriage. I mean, gosh, I don't know if I've seen that as much as I have in the Eastern art form. And so there are similarities and yet differences that are very exciting to explore. So the podcast does focus on Western verticals, but because of the Lunar New Year, we are going to dip our toes in on the Eastern side.
Yeah, and you still see if you take a look at the West side, you see there is a big influence of the Chinese one because the big platforms are still Chinese published placed, and you see a lot of the Western actors fly over to China to shoot their verticals. So I spoke to many actors who shot already in China for the Western market. But if you're talking to them, I'm always asking what's the difference in shooting a vertical in China, where it's origin based, let's call it that way, and shoot a vertical in LA, for example. And they are always telling me that the work hours are more in China, and that the Chinese people insist of having two lunch breaks, which is not typical in the Western. And everyone who shot in China was so fascinated about this strict, let's say, strict organized shooting they are having there. And so In my opinion, you cannot see any difference or cannot tell, okay, this vertical was shot in China, this vertical was shot in LA. For me, it's hard to see any difference if they are using Western actors. So I'm very impressed always how professional they were in shooting. If we think about they are only shooting 8 days, this whole stuff. So yeah. So when you started, in which year you start watching verticals, you what was it?
For me, I want to say probably 2024, I start getting targeted by the ads because I think like Double Life came out in 2024.
No, came out
But then
2023 already.
didn't. Oh no, sorry. I'm so new.
No, because it was my first one I saw, and that was in summer 2023, so I know it because of that.
But I didn't really take it seriously until probably the end of 2024, beginning of 2025. That's when I really trapped myself. I watched too many ads and they started to come after me, right?
I have a question because to be honest, I tried to watch a Chinese vertical on ReelShot app, for example, but for me, it's very hard to watch a Chinese one because of the origin language. When I have to watch a vertical with the subtitles and concentrate on the subtitles, what they are saying, for me, it's totally exhausting to watch it. So I don't watch very often the Chinese one because it's for me, it's not the smooth entertaining like I'm watching a Western one, which I can play besides doing someone else, something else. I was told that there is now a no C or key vertical with a werewolf drama, isn't it?
I don't know. That's actually one of the differences, I would say, from my perspective of Western and
Yeah.
Eastern werewolves. That's a concept that I think is predominantly showcased in Western verticals in a way that it isn't in Eastern. So I'm surprised that, I don't know, I'm more for it, but I'm surprised
No,
that
I spoke
that's
with my
coming
review
over.
ladies about it, and Aline for example, Isle of Verticals, she said, yeah, did you not recognize that there aren't Chinese verticals with a werewolf theme? And I th said, really? And she said, no. I never crossed any Chinese vertical which has this fantasy werewolf stuff in it.
Yeah, if it gets fantasy, I think C dramas tend to do more like fairies or like mystical magic type. But even the mafia stuff feels very different in C dramas. Yeah, I don't know.
Do
I don't know if there's a
you have C
vampires.
dramas with mafia style in it?
They yeah, where they're like the mob boss. Yeah, but
Okay.
they're not Italian, just FYI.
Yeah, to be honest, we have some Western actors who fit so well as a mafia don and stuff like that. You see them say, okay, totally, I believe you that you are a mafia guy. And for me, it's sometimes a bit hard to believe because the Eastern actors are, let's say, mostly very thin compared to the Western actors. If you are seeing the big tall, like we spoke, for example, Cameron Cardiff, you know, the tall one with big muscles, and then you see compared to a Chinese actor, it's for me sometimes so okay, I believe Cameron Cardiff, this werewolf one, when he's rolling like a werewolf one. For me, it would be a bit hard to believe this kind of role from a Chinese actor, to be honest. So.
I mean, they have Chinese mob though. They roll deep. You know,
Makes
right?
sense.
I couldn't give you any names because I think there's more films on Italian mob. Also, that's fascinating that you said about how it takes away from when you have to read the subtitles. I feel very similarly when I'm watching movies or it that I have to look at the subtitles. Sometimes I just take them off, but sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I like them. But that's one reason why I don't know if this is why, because I do have ADD, but we just did a pod on my first K drama, And it probably, I was probably the most engaged in that because I had to read the subtitles and really get the dialogue. Whereas oftentimes, like you just said, with what you do, I usually am doing something else while I'm doing it, brushing up on the preview before I'm going to have the episode with G. And so I did find that actually not knowing the language and having to force myself to sit there and just read it was like, I actually was, I think, maybe a little more invested. And I think probably G could speak on this. I had a little bit more, I knew I could really, I don't know, form more opinions than just roasting the movie like I usually do. So it was,
No,
yeah,
but
we
to
had
be
a great
honest,
conversation.
to watch 60 episodes with the
Oh,
Chinese language,
yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
that's really hard. It's really hard because I'm a typical, when I start a vertical, I want to watch it straight to the end. You know, I'm not switching off, coming back. I watch it straight. And that was for me super exhausting, watch a Chinese one straight with 60 episodes with always being focused on what they are saying, what they are saying. Okay, sometimes, as we know, there are classic tropes, you know exactly what they would mean in this storyline or do. So you get the kind of, you can, I think you can guess what they are saying, but I cannot. I cannot
You
watch
think,
it 60
surprise, I'm
episodes
a
straight.
billionaire.
Yeah, but I
You
have a
know, but
question. I have a
that's why
question.
the Lunar New Year special works, is because you just get through as much as you can, right?
Yeah.
And then jump on the pod and we'll tell you the rest, because I have no standards. I will watch anything.
Really?
Literally
So you can
anything. Depend on me.
and I'm a dum-dum, so I ask all the questions that most people are afraid to ask, so
Yeah, but to be honest, I have another question for you, G. Is there, when we are speaking about the classic storylines, did you see also, when I started watching Verticals, the first Verticals, The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, they were not so full of violation that their stories were lately. Is that also in the C and key ones like that, that they grown in violation and raping and all this stuff.
You know, it's a really good question. And for context, everyone should know that the Chinese entertainment industry is heavily regulated by the Chinese government. And you will see, so for instance, mainstream C dramas, the ones that show up on network productions, they actually have to get pre-approval from the government in order to produce and then to release, right?
Even verticals?
Well, and verticals, because they move faster, I think there's a bit of a gray. There's some flexibility to that. Not saying they're not regulated, but because of the speed at which they move, they can just they're taking advantage of that speed. And so to answer your question, yes, there definitely is violence in C dramas and the vertical space that you don't see in mainstream. So don't let vertical C dramas color your opinion of Chinese entertainment or Chinese people and like what they like to watch. You know, at some point they're doing it for the shock value. They're doing it so you click onto the next one to see if there's a redemption, right? Is the violence as grotesque as we're seeing it today? No, it's very shocking for me as well. I think as a consumer, we've had this conversation, I think maybe 2 months ago, everybody was jumping in here. I agree that we as consumers have to be very conscientious about the content we consume to tell the platforms that absolutely not, this level of violence, particularly for children, is unacceptable, right? I saw an article, I think Molly Anderson had pointed out that it would even help the female actors, because female actors for little pay have to, you know, have a food fight, have to get slapped, have to, you know,
They
be
have the
doused in
most
water.
physically job on the set.
And they're not even paid the most. And
I
so
spoke with some actors and they say, you know, as a male lead, I have just to look good and be the hero. And the female
wonderful, so
one
hard.
gets slapped, get punished,
Right.
get thrown a cake in the face, got this, that, whatever. And they get paid less than I do. I have just to stand there and look good, and just that's it.
Right. And so I think to that point, if you and I agree that level of violence is unacceptable, particularly for children, absolutely not. And I think we have to do our best as consumers to consume different content to shy away from that to make sure everybody is getting a better balanced experience.
Do you have the feeling, because let's be honest, 80% has to happen in China first and have to hit the market in China, that it's get maybe translated or getting over to the West side. So do you have the feeling that there is already kind of change in China in the sea dramas with this violation stuff, that it's getting less?
Is it getting less? Look, it just hasn't been heightened. Like, I've never seen sexual violence in a C drama. I don't watch a lot of them to tell you that's the case for all of them, but it's not something that I have seen. I have seen child violence, and I think that's really grotesque for me. What I will say is the Chinese market is actually adapting. I think it's trying its best to meet Western audience desires and demands as well. So, for instance, something I've seen in the later C dramas and K dramas is the difference in jobs. Right now, everyone is a billionaire CEO, or the girl is like, I don't know, a writer, but we've never seen her write,
The
right?
jewelry designer. Don't forget the jewelry designer.
Very important job. But in the latter half of 2025, I've seen more variety in that. So maybe more self-made men, right? You're seeing like a tech software guy. Again, what do they do? I don't know, but they're, a tech superstar.
I'm a study business informatics one. I like this one.
There you go. This is your vertical. Or women or politicians, that's another one too. I'm seeing a lot of verticals in which people have real jobs and real reason to have a moral compass versus just they're rich.
Yeah, that's true. So, Tiffany, let's talk about your verticals you've watched.
Oh dear. Here we go.
I'm just curious. So you said you recently watched your first K-drama. How was that
I did.
different to the Western ones you saw?
The first thing that comes to mind is it's so much less graphic sexually. There's just more implied. There is not a need to like show a hand on a breast or like sh or just them anything really actually them engaging in anything sexual. It's more
Not so
implied.
touchy.
Yeah, it's just not as graphic. It's like you're watching the Disney Channel version of what an American vertical would be. 'Cause I mean these ones that I've seen, it's like, there's not left much left that's implied. You pretty much know exactly where the hand was, how long it was there, what how you know. It's just so much less graphic. And G and I talked about this on when we were doing the K drama. I don't, did they show making out? I don't think I got to that point.
No, I mean, they showed like it was a good kiss, but it wasn't, oh,
There's like
it just wasn't
forehead
as graphic.
kisses and
Oh, I
like,
love,
yeah, cutesy things.
yeah,
Yeah, like, but
touching
not,
the hands.
you don't even see like a steamy makeout session, or
No?
like, or what was the vertical? Oh, was it the billionaire, homeless billionaire one where he was like doing yoga almost like downward dog to imply that they were having intercourse? Do you know what, was that the vertical?
This was the painter one.
Oh dear.
Paint me yours, Miss Bad Kisser with Vladimir.
I spoke to him lately. I did an episode which
Is
will
he
drop
nice? I
with
really hope he's nice.
Volodymyr.
Oh, I like the way you say it. There we go. But he's absolutely athletic and in
He's
I don't
such a
know,
lovely
it's just
guy.
so
He's really a
funny.
lovely guy.
Yeah, they made him do like the worm under the sheet to tell us they had a night together. And I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
I can tell you, I was really shocked lately on Tallflix dropped the vertical. After 10 seconds, you already saw boobs, and you saw the boobs. Yes. It was a new show with Neiman Tomich. You can watch it because it's before the paywall already. You see all the stuff you need to see.
Wait, so is nudity common in verticals and it's just usually shown after the
paywall? Normally, you never saw any boobs completely.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But that was the first one. I spoke with my review ladies. They were so shocked because it dropped the day before we recorded. They were also, I couldn't sleep. I'm so shocked. And I said, what happened? Yeah, they dropped a new vertical on Tallflix with Neiman Tomich in it. You have to watch only the first episode. And I said, why? What happened? And I watched the first 15 seconds and you see all.
Now, tell us, tell the people the name of it, where you could find it, at what time stamp. You said 15 seconds.
yeah, 15 sec. I don't know if it... If
you know, but it's so funny that we're being like clutching our pearls over this because, Tiffany, we just watched Heated Rivalry and that gets incredibly graphic. So
okay, listen, the title is, if you want to watch it, you don't have to hit the paywall, Tiffany. So it's totally fine for you also. It's Turn the Mafia's Virgin Wife on Tallflix. The title is also stupid, but it's okay. You have to watch the first episode and then you already, what the heck is that? Because that was, I'm not normally really easy to shock, but that was so, holy crap, what happens now? What line did we cross now? And even my girls, I have two review ladies in my recap podcast, and they love the spicy verticals, you know, with the BDSM stuff, and they love the spicy ones. And even they were shocked about this one. So for me, it was, okay, new era begins. Yeah. Then you can watch it.
What I'm hearing, they have something for everyone in the vertical world. There's BDSM ones. Gee, you're holding out on me.
There are a lot of BDSM ones lately.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, this is very
But
exciting.
I think that that's also a theme that not in the Asian ones, isn't it?
What would they think if they watched those, Gee?
You know, can what I, would your cousin can I say? Clarify though? Because yeah, what would my cousin say? But I do want to clarify, like particularly on Bigloo, if you have the app, you can open that now. And I think one of them is called House Share, Bed Share, something like this. They do have spicy verticals because this would be the medium in which you could do that in a way you couldn't on a network show, right?
Yeah.
But just overall, in broad strokes, I'd say most of them are not. They, you know, you get a kiss, you get a hug.
You know, that's the reason why on Western sets are always intimacy coordinators needed. Because I did a record an episode with an intimacy coordinator, and she said, yeah, it's a big priority that the actors are feeling comfortable, because sometimes it happens because of the fast pace. You met the first time on a set and on the first shooting day, first scene isn't to making out. And that's not so easy. And they are of having intimacy coordinators on set that they can talk to the actors, clarifying the boundaries where it's okay to touch and nothing like that. So I assume there are not intimacy coordinators in the Chinese sets.
That would be one of many things they probably don't have on the Chinese production side. I don't know the inner workings of Asian sets, but I think that would be a very safe bet, is concepts like that, right? That maybe protect the actors or provide better or clearer boundaries don't exist. But then also the verticals may not have scenes that require that anyway. So, you know, it's both, right?
I have a question, because sometimes if you're like I do, watch verticals now for nearly 3 years, the stories started repeating and repeating and repeating. After watching the first 5 episodes, you know exactly how this vertical will go. And I'm a bit, yeah, let's say, bothered of the storylines where you always see these weak women in a dominant relationship. But as I assume, I worked in China in my old project a bit, and there is the typical, the classic role is of a woman that she's a bit beneath the man, isn't it? So that's, or are there also verticals, the C or key verticals, where you have really powerful women being equal with their partner in the relationship in this vertical? Or is the most, because I have the feeling mostly of the storylines which came over from China and were translated are always showing the same picture. You have husband and wife, but the wife is so much less in this relationship. They are not equal in the relationship. So
It's a good question about maybe gender dynamics in relationships. I think, again, I go back to the fact that you have to remember that mainstream Chinese media is heavily regulated. And actually, that's something they regulate is the dynamics. You can't have it be so the man is so much more than the woman. Well, mm-hmm. where can those stories be told? They can be told in the vertical space because of the speed at which they move. You can just pump out the script, make the vertical in, you know, 5 days or whatever, and serve it to your audience. I think, again, because verticals are trying to reach a broader audience, we are in fact seeing a change. Maybe it's not as quick as we like. But the later half of 2025, you saw, or I saw, verticals in which, you know, women have real jobs. They are like one, she was a chief designer for a magazine, okay. right? Maybe the roles are reversed. Maybe she is the CEO, right? And so I share your frustration with seeing such an imbalanced power dynamic. And yes, I think verticals do that simply because there's not another space to tell that story, but we are seeing different stories too.
So do you think that the influence of this imbalance in these partnerships comes over from China? Because I cannot imagine that in the Western side, it's a typical picture you see in relationships that the men are always kind of more dominant in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that we can definitely point to Western influence, but there are also great love stories from. Oh my gosh, you know what that reminds me of? It's a German one, Maxtenhall.
Mm-hmm.
See, where there may be a perceived gender or power imbalance. But just you wait at episode 50 or whatever it was, it changes, you know? So I don't know. I think I love a love story. I would love to see more balanced love stories as well. But we're seeing examples of more balanced love stories on the Eastern side and Western.
Yeah. And you said to me this whole stuff with contract marriage and stuff like that it's more deeper in the roots in the Eastern one than in the Western one, because to be honest, when I see a vertical and after two episodes they are married, it's only a contract marriage, and the classic storyline goes even one of them goes abroad and come back 3 years later and then they don't even recognize each other. For me, it's kind of really, no way, really, you are 3 years abroad and you don't know. No. So for me, this contract marriage stuff is sometimes a bit silly in the Western one, but you told me that it's deeply rooted in the East side. So how is it cultural settled in the Eastern side with this contract marriage or stuff like that?
Yeah, so I myself am not Chinese, but as a Korean, this has been a trope that we have seen in Korean dramas or K-dramas as well. And I think I absolutely understand why you would perceive it to be silly, because we don't, you know, for Eastern culture, it's really family based, right? Community based. And so this trope has deeper meaning because marriage can be traditionally tied to familial lineage, right? Family obligations, like the nosy grandma who's like, when are you going to give me a grandchild? You know, like, no, what is that? But economic stability, in general, marriage may not just be a personal choice. And so I think it resonates to an Eastern audience who has that cultural context in a way that Western audiences can't really wrap their mind around simply because they didn't grow up in that environment.
Yeah, because for me it's hard to imagine that only, as you said, if one of the elders saying, you have to marry, yeah, we will, okay, then we will get married. Really? Where's your own opinion? Where's your, no, I will do that. And they are always say, yeah, okay, then let's get married.
Yeah, which is funny. And these verticals must be for like the grandmas out there, because if you look at Korea, people aren't getting married, people aren't having kids, so they're finding what they want to see it in verticals, right?
So, when you're saying they're not so typical get marrying and having kids, do you have also so many verticals lately with child actors in it? Because I have the feeling that the last 6 months, the Western verticals were swamped by child actors.
Yeah, particularly last year, I want to say not maybe K dramas, but definitely C dramas. I saw more child actors, and I didn't watch them because a lot of them put children in harm. And I that's not I don't know who that's for. Like, I really don't know which producer's like, you know, what's a great script. Like, I don't know who that's for, but it's not for me. But have I seen it? Yeah, I definitely have.
Yeah, the thing is, I lately saw that was in my last monthly recap, the we are always talking about the vertical crap of the month. There was published a vertical. And that was for me a totally red flag because it crossed the line in that case that the child actor was slapping the adult actor, the female lead adult actor, not only for one episode and was restricted by the other side. No, it was around about 40 episodes where the child actor was constantly abusing the female lead actor in this vertical, and his so-called dad was sitting right next on the table eating and was not disciplining nothing else. And that was for me totally crossing a red line that they are now starting to let the child slap an adult in a vertical one and not disciplining it for that. Nothing happened until the end, the child found out that it was the mother she was slapping. So for me it was so holy, yeah, what, not getting disciplined? And how hard should it be, or would it be for a child actor if you're expecting from, okay, it's a job, but expecting from a 13 years old teenage child actor that she has to slap the actor's colleague for more than 40 episodes and abuse it? Hello, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm not watching those. So I don't know what's happening. I'll be honest. I
No,
think
so
that's
I was
me. But you
wondering if
know what
this
we like?
storyline comes over from China or not, because I was so shocking. That was
I
so
mean, I've
shocking for
seen
me.
it, so I can imagine they're reusing the same script. But I don't, again, I don't know. You know, my cousins aren't watching that one or two, I promise. Here's the kind of hijinks I like. I like, Tiffany, do you remember the Parent Trap one? Yes. Okay.
Parent
Sorry.
Trap one.
Oh,
Oh,
well,
it's.
basically, yeah, go
Yeah,
ahead.
it's basically the Parent Trap. Like the had you ever seen the Parent Trap? There was like one in I think their early, what was it, 70s, but then the one that was famous was Lindsay Lohan, where she plays like two daughters that are on opposite sides of the world. It's a
I
great
don't.
movie, but I would start with this vertical first and then watch the Parent
Yeah.
Traps. You're not disappointed.
Okay.
But the girls get into hijinks, and sometimes the hijinks are to adults, but it's like they slime the adult. And I think that's harmless fun. I laughed, but no, slapping is a bridge too far.
Yeah, you know, lately, as I said, lately there were kind of creepy storylines where I was, whoa, what's happening now in this vertical space? And I was a bit, sometimes I'm wondering if I see kind of new storylines, if they came over from the eastern side, because I cannot imagine that the eastern people are, let's say, love this, especially, like I
Oh
said,
my God,
crossing
could you
this red
imagine if I
line.
ever tried to slap an adult? Absolutely. My mother would have killed me. Tiffany, I mean, come
You
on.
wouldn't
We
be
could
here
like
anymore. Well, in the one that we watched, the child abuse that was happening was they were gonna feed one of the girls chocolate who was allergic, so she was gonna like die. Do you remember that?
So, G, what do you think? What's the main difference between the KC dramas to the Western one? What do you think?
Look, I think from a production perspective, they've done this. They know what works and doesn't work. And so a part of why you might watch a C drama or a K drama is because they know which sets work. They probably have a wider variety of sets available to them, right? And they know what tropes work as well. And so if you like a particular trope on the Western side, definitely go to the Eastern ones too to see if you're getting the same fix. I know the subtitling can get confusing, but again, I promise you it's really the same. He's a billionaire, right? Like it doesn't
It's
change.
mostly the same billionaire. Do you have also bad stepmoms and stepsister stuff like that? Yeah?
I mean,
Okay.
absolutely. Yeah, more family trauma than you can shake a stick at. So
Huh, okay.
if you found something that works for you on the Eastern or on the Western verticals and the Western apps, I mean, really, that's a great gateway to try out an Eastern one. My only pause would be particularly for C dramas, they are much longer. So if you've seen a Western that is about an hour 30, the C drama, 2 hours for sure.
Really?
That's at a minimum.
Do they
Yes, they're
have then
much
more
longer.
episodes, or are the episodes longer?
I think both. I haven't actually tracked each episode length,
Okay.
but in total, they are longer. They're a real commitment. I don't know if you could sit down and watch it all in one go.
Huh. Could be hard, maybe when the original language is different and watching with
Really have to
subtitles
focus.
and longer and So you
Or just
say
listen to the pod and we will tell you everything you need to know.
okay, that's good. No, so what classic trope storylines you like in a vertical?
In any vertical, what are the ones? Oh, I love a CC. That's like a college campus romance, right?
Okay.
I think that kind of being in university is a new experience. It already has kind of preconceived dynamics embedded in that, and they're not always harmful. I don't know if they get slapped as often. Maybe in the high
Yeah.
school ones, for sure, there's a bully,
So
right? But
did you watch Campus Rival on Viglo? The one which was written by Western actors and produced themselves?
no,
So
I didn't watch it. Is it good?
yeah, I'm very happy to see that the Western actors started writing scripts on their own, because their storylines fit, in my opinion, a bit better for the Western audience than some of the Chinese, for example, do. And Campus Rival was written and produced by Western actors themselves, and it was published on Viglu. It was, as you said, when you're saying you love the college one, it was about the college and stuff like that. So I was curious if you had seen, if you had seen it. So that's why I'm asking, because it was a complete Western one. Let's say it in that way. Yeah, you have to watch it. It was good. And you
You
know
know what I would
something.
recommend,
What?
like a trope or genre I'd recommend for C dramas you would never get anywhere else? is the historical stuff. Oh my gosh. The men have this like long, beautiful hair, right? Oh, wait, can you hear me still, Emma?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm fine. I'm hearing you good. I can hear you good.
No, wait, I'm not on the right mic. All right, well, we'll just keep going. Let's see what happens. In the historical C dramas, the men have these like beautiful long hair, and the fan machine is always blowing on them like they're sparkling. I have no clue what's happening in them, but I love to watch.
Also in the Eastern verticals, kind of the classic ninja stuff then? So
I
like
think like if
ninja
you're looking for
warrior?
sword fighting, again, historicals are where it's at because the men will
Ooh.
do sword fighting. Some of them are better than others, let's be honest, but
Yeah, it's always the same. No, because for example, sword fighting, you're not really see in the Western ones. Lately, they were shot two pirate verticals.
Yes, I'm very interested to see how they do it. I haven't seen, I don't know what app it'll be on or anything, but I know it's
No,
like a
it's
Nick.
not out yet. One was is in post-production actually, and the other one I saw is shot at the moment because for example, Nick Ritacco is in it
Yes.
and he looks so great as a pirate. Oh, holy moly.
He
Yeah.
was born in the wrong century.
Absolutely. But he's doing great as a mafia also
Yeah.
because of his Italian look, you know. So, but in the Western one, you don't have much with time like this time period stuff. You don't have it. And I spoke to a lot of
Yeah.
actors, they were wishing to do more time period verticals. Yeah.
Yeah, but for the time being, I would recommend to try them out in the C dramas, and K dramas have them as well. Because I don't know, they have this great hair. You just have to watch it for
It's
the
all about the hair.
hair.
Huh, but then it could get worse shooting this in the Western one because for in the Western culture it's not so common to have men with long hairs.
Here's where I will settle with you. If they shot like a real Jane Austen type, right? The hairs aren't that long. It's a medium length, but I will watch
Okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. So we spoke about the werewolf stories. Do you watch werewolf stories sometimes?
Yeah, they're a big one. What did I just watch? It was a Werewolves Fourth Wing Werewolves one with Tyler Ellis Johnson. Was that Werewolves? Yeah, it was Werewolves. But yeah, I watch them. I watch Caymans as well. He does the heavy breathing really well.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, true. So do you watch more the KC dramas or more the Western ones, or is it balanced?
No, for verticals, I watch mostly Western, and that's really for the pod because that's what our audience is more accustomed to. But I don't know if we do well on the Lunar New Year, if that's something people are looking for. I will watch anything, and so I'd be glad to watch more C and Ks in the vertical format. I am watching a lot of K dramas in kind of the bigger network, horizontal versions. There's some really good ones.
So I'm asking a lot of fans what is needed that you turn on a vertical? Is it the cast? Is it the stupid title? Is it the poster, which were lately a lot of AI created? What makes you interested in a vertical to turn it on?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think cast is a really easy one if there is a particular actor or actress. So, what is her name? It's like Veronica Andrenik. She's the one in the candy jar, Loving My Best Friend's Loving My Brother's Best Friend. And then she was just in The Fraternity with Mark Vega. But I think she's a phenomenal actress. I'd watch her. There's a couple actors I just watch because I like to use my
Yeah, that's a point. I spoke to, for example, Paige Compton, the director, and I asked her, and I said, why do always the male lead get paid better than the female one? And she said, you know, the male leads bring the audience.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
And it's totally unreasonable.
Yeah, I mean that's the game, right? But then also if the story is good, that's something. I mean, I'm investing my time. I mean, like everybody else, my time is valuable to me. And so to commit an hour 30, that means something. And so if I'm watching something, I would like it to have a good storyline as well. I have very low expectations, just good acting and good story, right?
Yeah, for me it's also important this post-production. I recently watched The Vertical. The sound was so bad.
Yeah.
The background music was so loud, you couldn't understand really what the actors were saying. And then I turn it off. You know, as you said, my time is also valuable, but I know some of the audience, they are straight watching always till the end, and I cannot do that on some verticals. I cannot make me to watch it till the end sometimes because it's really hard. So I turn a vertical off. If I don't like it, I switch it off. I don't have a problem with that. So when you were now, let's say, compare this whole industry, what do you think what is needed as an improvement in this industry?
I think improvements in the industry, that's hard. There's a lot of places where we can continue to be better at our craft, right? Starting with production and making sure that we're hiring production people at good rates. Like I would bet a part of the sound quality reason is because they couldn't get a sound guy with all of the equipment, right? Same thing for actors. I'm very aware that this is a space that demands actors work a minimum 10-hour day. And I'm cognizant that only by being vocal and supporting verticals that treat their talent well or apps that treat their talent well will we see a positive response. I think we could also get a more variety of scripts. You had talked about how Candy Jar, one of the points you liked was you get them in series. And I'm a proud member of Book Talk. I read also a lot of the books, romance
Good.
books too. And something I like about them is you get different love lines from the same group of friends. I'd love to see that concept,
Yeah,
right?
not only the leads always have more, yeah, as you said, more rom-com in it between side roles, and not only ever the leads. It's so okay, they will fall in the end, they will like each other and they will fall in love again. And then I spoke, for example, to Casey Esser, and when we recorded, I asked him how many verticals he've done so far. He said 51, and I asked him how many verticals you have to propose, and he said 49, and the audience got upset in the two ones he didn't propose. The audience was upset and messaged him, why was there no proposing? So the audience is expecting kind of love story between the leads, but as you said, I would love to see more side roles and more side stories also, for example. Yeah, but I have a question for you. I spoke to a lot of actors, and I'm asking them always which genre they wanna do more or wanna have new in this vertical space. And a lot of them said to me that they wanna have more comedy in the shows. So, what's your opinion about that? Let's say a lot of the stories come over from the Asian market. Do you think that comedy which works in Asia will also work for the Western one, or do you see that they have different thinkings about what's funny, what's not funny, that the humor is not the same?
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head. My natural curiosity tells me that humor in Korea may not translate well to an American audience and vice versa, right? But more per the overarching thing for me is why is it even possible that Chinese created verticals can enter into an American market? For me, it's because love is such a universal truth. The desire to love and be loved really transcends. And so for me, if you're asking me what other genres would I like to see, I think it would just be to see different forms of love, right? Not only romantic love, but as I mentioned, and the side characters, maybe actually having friends who like each other, that would be really impressive, right?
To BFs who develop kind of love story.
Perfect. I'd watch that.
Me too. More, we need definitely more rom-com in verticals. I would
And
love to see
I think the audiences are craving that. I mean, what did we just see? The Netflix movie, People We Meet on Vacation, right? The
rom-coms.
Emily Henry book. I mean, I think rom-coms are back, and so verticals, listen up. That's what people want.
Yeah, I spoke, for example, when I recorded with Molly Anderson, she told me she would do badly more rom-coms. And she had a he she had a script which gave a big space for rom-com. And then she said, yeah, and we were totally fine with doing it more rom-commy. And then the client came and said, no way, we wanna get more drama in it. And then the whole rom-com parts were out of the script.
Well,
How
here's
annoying.
my guess. My spidey senses tell me they probably marketed it to an app whose parent company is Chinese and did not understand the type of humor. Because Molly Anderson is funny. If you've seen her social media, she is hilarious. And so
She
I would
is.
love to see that, but you would have to market it to the right production
You mean
company,
all
the
her
right
reels
talent.
about being an actress?
It's so depressing. You have to laugh, otherwise you
Yeah,
cry.
it's the same. It's the same. Did you watch the reels from Adam Chisnall?
Oh, yes, I've seen him.
When
He's
he
usually a
was,
side character, though, right?
yes. When he was doing his reel, being a bride, and then you hear the sound of the $1 million show, and then you caught you married your fiance, and you just caught him cheating 5 minutes after the ceremony. What do you do? And then you got four answers. It was so. I would love to see a comedy with him in it because that would be so damn funny. So damn. But when I recorded with
We have a
him,
lot of great talent.
yeah. But I think the script, for example, for the comedy ones, must have been written in the Western side. If they should fit for the Western market, I'm sure they should be developed in the Western side, because that, in my opinion, that's a part where you cannot find any same points between the C and K dramas to the Western vertical stuff. I think that won't work to translate the humor of the Eastern side to the Western side. I don't think so. That no. I think there is the cultural difference too big. I think so.
Yeah, no, ultimately I agree with you. I would love to see more opportunity for Western talent, may it be script writers, right, directors, actors kind of trying to expand and broaden their horizons. It's a great community, and I would like to support other talent in this community.
Yeah, but we have actually, I think the problem is actually that of this big amount of platforms, not many platforms are willing to take risk for new storylines. So that's the reason why we are always seeing the classic vertical trope shit. Sorry to have to say it in that way.
No, and that is something that happens in C-dramas or the Chinese vertical space, is they find one web novel, webtoon that has done really well and create seven different versions. I don't mind it. Sometimes you figure out who actually is the better actor of the actors, right? It's a good litmus test. But it can get boring. And
sometimes they don't even change the character's name. It's exactly the same story, even with the names.
But here's where I find hope is apps like Candy Jar, I think, have done a great job at saying, hey, look, we can also make good content and make good money doing something different. And I think by supporting apps like that, hopefully we can support apps that follow their business model versus like a Chinese based app business model.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a problem that the really big platforms are Chinese based, because sometimes there is a kind of conflict in the what the Western market wants to see, but what the client think the Western market wants to see. I think that's a problem where we don't get shorten any solution for that, because as we both know, money is the thing that rules, and as long as new audiences entering the market and watch this classic trope shit, they will keep producing it. I think they won't be open for new storylines.
Yeah, I mean, they aren't moving as fast as we'd like to see, right? But it is encouraging to see that in the last couple months, the leads, particularly female leads, are having different jobs. They're not just rich people being rich, which I don't know. I don't mind that either, but that's all right. I watch anything, but you know that they have
I'm always
jobs
jealous, you know, that some of them are always having so much amount of money, and then they can transfer it so easy with the phone. Yeah, I would just send you $2 billion. Oh, come on, send it to my account, please.
But of course it's not fun, because they have these conflicts in their life that I think, I'm sorry, did you forget you're a billionaire? You could probably just pay this person to make the problem go away. But I think that's encouraging to see that in the C-drama space, and hopefully in the next couple months, as those scripts, I don't know, go through the AI machine and come out to the Western side, hopefully you'll be impressed by the new storylines that we'll get with the male and female leads having a variety of jobs and professions.
I hope for that, because I lately saw a vertical where he was a blue collar worker and she was what was she?
A billionaire? She was,
no, it was completely without a billionaire. Oh. And the story worked so well. It was also, I watched, have you watched the Billion Dollar Matchmaker with Jeff Violet in it, where it was about the dating app?
No.
That's a really good one. With Jeff Violet in it as a lead. And okay, he was a billionaire, but that wasn't important for the storyline. You know, it was a classic story that they catch up each other on a dating app. And I'm always wondering, why aren't there more storylines like that? Because dating apps are so common used. And that would be a storyline a lot of people could identify with.
Totally.
And it was really nice and sweet. No slaps, no banquet scene. It was so nice. And it worked.
That's
you know what I
want.
Mean?
Yeah,
it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't understand why they're always getting back. You know, for me, for example, one classic trope is when it's 15 episodes about one big question. Is it really him or her, or is she or he a fraud? And that's the whole story of the vertical. when they could put out an idea and say, look, that's me. Oh, yeah, it's you. Okay. It could be solved in 2 minutes, this question. But now they are doing 60 episodes. Ugh. Why? Do the C and K dramas also have this holy shit banquet scenes in it?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, more banquet scenes than you can shake a stick at, sure. It's the same, right? They only have one set for that budget, and they've got to maximize that set, so.
What's the problem there? I don't get it.
Yeah. I
Discussing
don't know.
60 episodes about an identity? Really?
Those are the ones you're playing on like 2x speed, right?
I don't even finish it because
Yeah.
when you speak to actors, they are talking to you. No one likes these banquet scenes because for the female leads, when they have to stand there in heels the whole day on the fucking same position without moving, they are telling you everyone, I hate banquet scenes. It's moist and most annoying stuff to film. And I said, yeah, and it's the most annoying stuff to watch. So why are we doing them still? I don't get it.
I don't know who they're for. It's not me.
So, what type of role you really like in a vertical? Are you sometimes? I spoke with my review ladies. We created a new category in our review in our monthly. It's the side role of the month because, in my opinion, sometimes the side role players are totally less praised like the leads, and they are doing sometimes such a great job as the side roles in it. So, do you love watching a vertical only because of the leads in it, or are you sometimes also fascinated about some side role players?
Generally, you will hold my attention better if I'm interested in the side role players, right? And so, having a good friend is something I'm interested in. I don't know. You know what I really enjoy the dynamic between like alphas and betas. I just really think the word beta is really funny to me. I understand the context, but it's a funny word. And so that will hold my attention too in a vertical as
And
well.
the beta is always such a nice, lovey-carey
Yeah,
person.
I would end up with them, you know?
I thought a lot of times, oh, this beta I want to have as my big brother. Loving, caring big brother for me.
Yeah.
That would be so nice. Yeah, but I spoke, for example, to Buddy Kane, who's always kind of beta or stuff like that. And he said, these roles are always nice, but the roles with less flexibility in improvement and stuff like that, because you have always to be nice. If you're asking actors, they are always telling you, I love to play the villain. Because villain roles are mostly exciting to play.
Yeah, and I think they get a lot of flexibility in the dialogue that they can choose, right? To insult or whatnot. So I could see where that would be a lot more fun.
So if we are going back to the key C dramas and the Western side, what do you think will change in the next year or this year, maybe in this market? Do you think that maybe the key C dramas and the Western dramas get more separated in the storylines, or do you think that it's keep going that the Western market orient is checking out what fits in the Eastern market and then they reproduce it?
It's a really good question. Where do I see it going? I don't really know. Right now, the safe bet would be that we are still driven by a lot of Chinese content, right? Even the K verticals or the K-drama verticals are really driven by the Chinese origins. Something I'm interested in is you may have seen that other markets are getting their own verticals. So, for instance, in Brazil, Brazilians are crazy about K-dramas. That much I know. In Brazil, instead
about
of K-dramas, just dubbing...
really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Truly. Some Brazilians know a lot more about K-dramas and the stars better than me. Like, am I actually Korean? I don't know. But instead of just getting dubbing, they're actually getting their own verticals, too. So Homeless Billionaire is one that we've seen that is now in Portuguese with Brazilian actors. Mm-hmm. So I'm
Latino
very
ones.
Interested to see.
A
yes,
lot of
right?
Latino
I mean,
ones dropped lately. Yep.
Right. Telenovelas. I mean, this is really in their wheelhouse. And so I'm actually more interested to see what's happening in the other markets.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever watched Ukrainian verticals, which were shot in Kiev?
Have I ever?
In between the war.
What's his name? His name is like Bogdan Rubin?
Ruban Bogdan, yeah.
Oh my God. Yes, of course I've seen him.
No, I'm just asking because, you know, they have totally their own storylines. They are not influenced whether by the Eastern market or by the typical Western market, the US market. I have sometimes the feeling they are totally doing their own stuff. And that with great quality in the middle of a war in Kiev shooting.
I mean, really amazing. Like resilient people for sure. And brilliant creative people.
Yeah. So that's why I think we cannot say the Western market is everywhere the same because they are unique in what they are doing, actually. Not because they only have the war in the country. It's also unique in the storylines. And I'm curious about if they're they're shooting now in Lithuania, Italy, and Istanbul already, but they fly always over the actors from the US mostly. So I'm curious about how it could be developed in this market space if European actors are shooting maybe kind of Western stories in Europe somewhere, how that will fix and fit for the market. I'm very curious about that because, as you said, when you're living in Portugal, are verticals common in Portugal?
Are verticals common? Look, this is not something I tell all my friends about, let's be honest, right? You have to be a very close friend for me to admit this secret, right?
If you are vertical addicted or what?
Guys, you don't believe what I watched. Right. But I think that my friends will get the ads, right? But I don't know how many are converted from the ads to actually buying the apps.
No, because I got some messages from a cousin of mine, for example, or good friends of mine, when they heard, she had a new podcast because I have a German podcast also. Okay, she have a second podcast. I got a WhatsApp from my cousin and she said, Michaela, sorry, but I have to ask now, what is this vertical stuff? Is this a new movie you are talking about? But is this a movie where you can talk about in so many episodes? I said, no, it's totally different. It's kind of streaming soap opera for the smartphone. I've never heard about that. And I said, really? Because you're a typical target group for that. How can that happen that you never ever heard about that? And okay, I know a few Germans now in verticals because of the community and Instagram, you know, we got connected through the podcast and stuff like that. But here around me, even my sister doesn't know what verticals are.
And that's the exciting part about being such early adopters, right? Look at us, early adopters.
Yeah, we are oldies.
No,
the vertical oldies.
But I think that's the exciting part is that there isn't, you know, a one established dominant entity, right?
Yeah.
That this space, if you've got great idea and great talent behind you, welcome aboard, right? There's opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, so do you think, No, first, another question. Do you know any men watching Vertical? Because I don't.
I am married. My poor husband has to hear about all of the verticals, and so in that
Okay.
way, he's watched them. I will say that there have been some verticals that have targeted. My dad is an archmage. I forget which. Anyway, it was some magical quality to it. I've seen that on his For You. But no, I don't know any men who are watching them.
No,
I would
because
bet
I
it's
was
just
wondering
women.
if there would be any action verticals or stuff like that, if there would be more men in it.
Yeah, or sci-fi. I think that's a really wonderful
Oh, yeah,
story to tell.
sci-fi.
And yeah, so I could see that absolutely being a possibility.
Because I think there is so many possibility to grow in this market also in the audience field. Not even because of new storylines, it's also because of new genres. Because to be honest, which man loves rom-com and lovey-dovey fairy tales, Cinderella stories?
I don't know, but in my books, there's a lot of men like that. In my romance books, the perfect man does exist.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in a vertical, I'm thinking, okay, could be please this man real and walk tomorrow in the same supermarket like I do. But it's always the
You and me
Cinderella
both.
love.
I'm always at the supermarket for that man, okay?
You know, in my opinion, there are so many actors in the vertical space. Where are the men in the audience space for that? Huh.
We're gonna find them.
We have to develop kind of vertical market for the actual unknown audience to get more. No, because I think that would completely change also the storylines if there would be, you know, this new type of audience entering the market, and the producers know, okay, we have to produce new shows to satisfy this kind of audience. So we have to check that out where we can get this man. So one question in Korea and stuff like that, are there a lot of vertical watching people?
It broadly in short form content, yeah, short form content is huge in Korea. I mean, just go
Okay.
and look at anything about Seoul. Everybody is on their phones. And so webtoons, web dramas, I find a lot of them on YouTube actually.
Okay.
And then of course verticals. Verticals are not as popular as your traditional web dramas, but they're definitely gaining popularity.
Yeah, because I'm always wondering if the Asian market of audience is so big because they will produce so many verticals there. When you see, for example, on this app Drama Wave, you are looking for the coming soon verticals or for newly dropped, they are mostly Asian ones. Mostly. There are so
It's a
many.
huge market. It's a huge industry, and the machine just keeps on giving. So
Okay, one question
if you
before
get
I
into C
ask you.
dramas, you always have one.
One question before I ask you the five question quickie. How many apps do you have actually on your smartphone? How many platforms?
Man, I have
Roundabout.
way too many. I would say on my screen, probably it's most of the screen are apps, but I'm not subscribed to all of them, right? It takes me a lot to actually spend the money. So, Candy Jar is one I definitely subscribe to. Again,
Yeah.
I absolutely support their business model. I love the diversity of stories, the diversity of faces like
Yeah.
mine on Candy Jar. That's important. Bigglu's a recent one, and then I mentioned Real Short as well. But throughout, I will do either the coins or the ads, whatever combo.
Are you patient enough to watch a vertical with ads? I'm not patient enough for that. When you can
But
watch
then I have to buy the whole. I
when you
can't do
can
that
only
either.
watch 5 ads per day and then not patient enough for that.
I know it's my own trap. I don't know how to get out.
That's so. No, I'm not patient enough. So for me, it works only with memberships. Yeah.
Well, if you ever wonder who's playing these stupid games, it is I.
As I said, I want to know from the first episode till the end how the story goes on and not pause it. Yeah, come back tomorrow. Really? No. Okay, otherwise I could watch first all the ads until I got enough coins to watch the whole verticals through, but
Sure.
for that I'm not also not patient enough. I'm an Aries. Patience was not on the top one list when I was born. Not no.
There you go.
No, definitely no. So, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie to everyone. Everyone the same. Doesn't matter if you're actor, creative, crew member, fan, whatever. It's every time the same one. First one is, what's your favorite dish to eat?
Right now, Portugal is incredibly rainy. My favorite dish would be the Vietnamese pho Thai. It's a noodle-based dish. It's kind of like American chicken noodle soup. It's just very comforting and very filling. So, I love to eat that.
One question, how did you end up in Portugal when you're Korean and kind of weirdo?
I am Korean. I lived in the US, obviously my accent. And we had always wanted to live, just do a big adventure, right? And Europe is a very attractive option, particularly if you have small children. If you visited, you know that they love children. Like, it's such a family-oriented community, and we're really in need of that. So we
Have you
ended up
ever been in
here.
Germany?
And I've actually worked in Germany. I worked twice, once in Berlin, once in Munich. But here's
Oh.
the deal. Here's the deal. We have to talk about the weather. It's really impossible. You know what I mean? I need sun.
We have also sometimes sun here.
Sometimes that's the key word, sometimes. And so I really enjoy Portugal. I encourage people to visit here. Great people, great food, great
Where are
wine.
you living at the Algarve in Portugal or
No,
what?
that would maybe if I'm retired and British, but we live in the Lisbon area. We get the
Okay.
best of kind of it's still a beach. There's still beaches, so you still get
Huh.
a lot of your holiday and still big city life. It's a really good mix.
Huh. I've never been to Portugal.
You have
I
to
don't
come.
know.
I give a fantastic bums tour. This is an offer for everyone out there. Please DM us. I give a fantastic bums tour of Lisbon. 5 stars only. Are the facts right? Probably not. But the story is compelling. And I will tell you a great story as we eat pastel de natas.
Okay, so if I've ever come to Portugal, I contact you and said, listen to you, I'm here.
For the tour.
I want to book a tour. That's good. Other question. What's your favorite movie? Do you have a comfort movie you rewatched a lot of time?
Yes, comfort movie would be, do you know Joe Wright's Pride and Prejudice?
Yes.
Mr. Darcy?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Oh yes, that would be so well for a vertical story.
Because, I mean, I totally agree with you because the shots that are most important to me are not very difficult to produce, right? Because again, love is such a universal concept. The hand flexing, we could do a hand flexing in a vertical.
Absolutely. And lately, for example, on Drama Pops, they were produced some verticals you can also watch horizontal.
Yes, that is true. So you get the best of both worlds.
Sometimes it was with Felix Mirbeck. I switched horizontal to see more of his muscles.
And then right back to vertical.
That's the goal. Hello. Yeah, but that would be a really nice script for a vertical one. And I'm
Totally. Or
sure that
just that
will.
dynamic in modern day totally works for me. I'd watch it.
And I'm sure that would be a hit, to be honest. Because that's kind of storyline which comforts so many people, which makes so comfy to watch and easy to watch also. Yeah, that's really true. Do you have a kind of or type of music, or depends it on your mood, what type of music you prefer to listen to?
I think it really depends on my mood. I also listen to like Korean pop music or K-pop as well. So really just depends on the mood. An artist I've been enjoying lately is, do you know Olivia Dean? She sings Man I Need. Oh, it is such a bop. It is a really true uplifting song. It makes me feel more like a woman. I highly recommend.
Shall I tell you something which actors and actresses told me about music? They created playlists to get for every character they have to play. They are creating playlists to get in the mood for this character, and then they are listening to that for before going on set.
I love it. I think music as an art form really helps encapsulate like an emotion or a memory the best. And so I can definitely see why that would be helpful.
Yeah, they told me. Yeah, I have a playlist for every character mood I have to play. Really? Yeah, I have a playlist. Okay. That should, you know, that's also another stuff. And that would be my next question. Which genre you want to see more? I spoke, for example, with a lot of the vertical actors, and there are so many great singers. Of the actors are such great singers also. And we are craving for a musical vertical. Have you ever seen a musical one in key or C dramas? Which probably can swap
I don't
over.
know. Yeah. Maybe that's what we'll bring over to the Eastern worlds, right?
Yeah. No, the musical ones. I would love to see more musical verticals because I talked to so many fantastic actors who were so great in singing also. I was so really surprised how good they can sing sometimes. Yeah. So which genre you want to see more on you besides the rom-com?
I think something that we will start seeing, hopefully, is just love in all of its forms, right? We've talked about just loving your friend, having a best friend, right? And seeing more fully developed supporting characters. Maybe even, I don't know, I'd love to see a romance last. You know, what does it take to be in a long, loving relationship? Verticals haven't told me yet, but I'd like for them to tell me what
Yeah,
that looks
and you
like.
never, I only saw one or two verticals yet where they were fighting for their love and not, oh, you cheated. Okay, we got divorced. Okay, please sign here. Yeah, we're divorced now. No one is really working on their relationship in a vertical. I miss that. That it's so transferred to the audience. Yeah, it's totally easy. You can divorce, sign here, and then you, oh yeah, next. On the next episode, they are already in love with the next one I'm making out.
The perfect man
Eh?
is right around the corner.
Yeah. Really? No, that's not so
Right,
easy.
because
I'm divorced. So I know, first of all, how long it takes to get a divorce, B, how much it costs to get divorced, and C, that it's not so that you can emotionally cut off the wedding or the marriage and go on the next day out. Yeah, hello, I'm open for a new relationship. No. Stupid. Stupid. So which genre itself you want to see more? Kind of Western, pirate, fantasy, horror. There were so many actors are telling me always they want to do more horror stuff. Is horror common in the Eastern market?
I wouldn't know because it's not something I gravitate to. So I want to say no, but I don't look for it either.
No, because any actors, a lot of actors told me, yeah, I want to do more horror. We need more murderer. Okay. I'm not the type of watching horror. So, but in the US, it's so big. Yeah, more murderers, more blood, more. I was kind of shocked.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what I need, but hey, whatever gets you going.
I also want to see more of Western stuff, a classic old Western one.
Yeah, I could see that working for sure.
With saloon style, you know, and duels and lasso and sheriff one and yeehaw and horses. And then they make raping sense and robbery. You know, we will see where this market will go. Okay, last question. What's your actual favorite vertical? Is there a vertical you've rewatched a few times because you really liked it?
Oh gosh, this is such a good question. And sorry, I actually knew you were going to ask these questions.
No problem.
I would just say, sorry, apparently I work at Candy Jar now, but the one I
Did
just
they pay
watched,
you? Did they pay you?
I wish, please pay me, okay? It's
Okay,
very
but to be
expensive.
honest, the yearly membership on Candy Jar is really cheap compared
Yeah,
to other
comparatively,
memberships.
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. But so whatever's on there, sometimes I'll rewatch. I just rewatched the Fraternity. That's the Mark Vega one that I liked.
I
But
really
yeah,
like the arrangement, all the four parts in it on Candy Jar.
is that with Haley?
Yep.
Yeah. I've seen it, but I haven't seen all of it. Maybe I should.
With Haley and what's his name?
I forget his name. He's not as popular. He was just in another Candy Jar one, I think, but
Yeah, but he haven't done lately a lot of verticals. No, but this storyline, I really like the arrangement and all the four parts. That was
I'll
really.
have to watch.
Or
Thank you for the
Taming the.
recommendation.
Did you saw Taming the Arrows on Candy Jar with Ali Baladov and what's her name? I don't know. She was kind of new. I haven't seen her before. Also, two parts. That's a really great. And there is no billionaire.
Thank God, okay, because us normies
She
need love
she's
too.
running a company, yes, but the
Oh.
storyline is totally without. Yeah, she is. It's a contract marriage, and he's a musician. No, but it's not
Yes, I have
so
seen.
overused, the storyline, you know?
Yeah.
No stepmom, no stepsister, no. Holy shit. Classic trope. Yeah, we will see how this market will grow in 2026. And maybe we should discuss it again at the end of 2026. Because I'm really sure that 2026 will be a lot a full of changes in this vertical space. Because a lot of people who first thought it was a fling, yeah, give them 2 years, then it's gone. So many people or companies trying to hit this market now because they realized, okay, it was not a fling. It's really big industry and a really, really money loaded industry. So I'm sure that in 2026 there will be a big movement. I don't know in which way, but I have the feeling that this year big stuff will happen in this vertical space. And you have to do with Tiffany a checklist of the big vertical actors, you know?
Yeah, don't tell Cayman. She doesn't know who he is. I'll introduce her.
And she doesn't know even Casey Esser. Holy
We started with Jared Harper. I'm sorry. We should have started with Casey. Sorry, Casey.
Casey, or does she know Eric Guilmette?
No.
Oh,
I'm very sorry, guys. I've led her astray, and I apologize.
have to go through my profile and have to check with which big actors I already spoke. That then you can
Maybe that's
show her
it
the
because
picture.
she likes it when, like we reviewed one with Ryan actually, and she likes it when they are a fuller profile, right? He's an actor, he's a singer, like she likes that type, and so that's a really good idea.
Then
We're gonna
she
have her
had
watch
to
some.
listen to my podcast. It's without the paywall. It's always for free, the whole episode. And she can listen to it while she's doing other stuff. And
Exactly.
then she gets to know who these actors are, what they are doing, what they love in the verticals, what they don't like in the vertical stuff. But you sh should make her a top five of the needed
You
known
must know.
actors, needed known
Yeah.
actors in the vertical space. I
I'll
think
quiz
that.
her. So the next time we're on, you should quiz us again. We'll see what happens.
Okay, let me know when you will quiz her. I will check
We'll study
that.
hard.
I'm a lecturer, hello. I love to do examinations and see improvement in learning, you know?
Yeah, she can't know less, and so there will be improvement, but how much improvement, we don't know.
Tiffany, we love you, by the way. It was such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for talking. I'm sure that that's not the last time we spoke about it.
We
So
love
I
you.
wish you a good week and an exciting vertical year. And if you have some good advices for key or C dramas, let me know.
Yeah, I think in general, if you've liked this conversation, it's piqued your curiosity as to the origin story of the vertical cinematic universe. Please listen to our podcast over Lunar New Year. We'll be introducing you to a K-drama, a historical C-drama. It's my favorite, The Hair,
The hairs, yeah, don't forget
a
the
modern
hairs.
C-drama. Some other resources to share with you. You don't have to go and buy another app. There are multiple subreddits where you can find these for free. So I know we're all on a budget. Here you are. And also my drama list is a great resource to figure out, are you watching the right vertical? Who are the actors? It's a great place to
Yeah,
navigate easier than
I will link the
IMDb.
podcast profile in the description of the sneak peek. So go find out, check the podcast, listen to it, and we stay in contact, you. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Was a pleasure talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.